Researchers and academics from multiple nations are gathering at the University of Alaska Anchorage this week to aggregate research on Arctic development. There are two efforts underway. The first is the initial meeting of Arctic Frost, or Arctic Frontiers of Sustainability, looking at resources and development in a changing north. The idea is to bring together existing international research, clarify the new knowledge, and get the information out to the public and schools. Dr. Diane Hirschberg is the Professor of Education Policy and Director of UAA's Center for Alaska Education Policy Research. She says in addition to Arctic Frost, the second Arctic Human Development Report will be released. The baseline study was conducted 10 years ago.
There's been a lot of attention to the Arctic, this recognition that we're going to have a lot more access because of opening up of shipping lanes. There's an interesting piece that's happening with the Arctic that China, Japan, Korea, a lot of the Asian countries are beginning to look at what their role is going to be here. So we need to understand and be able to anticipate some of the impacts that this is going to have. So Arctic Human, the other purpose with the Arctic Human Development Report is to make this information accessible. It's not meant to be a scholarly journal article. It is actually meant to be something that teachers can have their students read, that policymakers can grab as a resource to get a broad overview when they are then trying to understand perhaps what their responses need to be on particular Arctic issues within their own nation or their own state.
I know that you're going to be, of course, talking more comprehensively about these issues in the next few days as Arctic Frost unfolds, but can you give us a little bit of a glimpse into what some of the differences have been in this decade from the baseline study of the Arctic Human Development Report 1 till this current decade later, Arctic Development 2?
Well, I think, you know, the area I know best, of course, is education. That's the chapter I worked on. And what we're looking at is perhaps what hasn't changed, which is in some cases a bit distressing. And that is both struggles to get students in rural and remote communities and those who are indigenous to complete high school and move into other opportunities, a continuing and widening gender gap between men and women, and perhaps not the direction that many people realize, but that women in our rural and remote communities tend to be getting advancing faster in education. They are moving out of the communities. That's another piece that is discussed in the report is the continuing out-migration from rural communities. Some of the people that are going to be talking on Friday will be really talking about some of the economic shifts that are happening as well. And boy, I'll tell you, that's with resource extraction, that is such a fast-moving area when we talk about whether it's new discoveries on oil and coal or some of the shifts in renewable resources. And also what's happening with fishing and populations of caribou and such. There are people who are addressing those issues in the chapters.
With the current situation with Russia, there's some Arctic frost there in the relationship. Does this impact how research is done collaboratively? What happens in this setting? Are you finding that this is a problem or not?
Right now, we're not finding a immediate problem in terms of the impact of the uncertainty with Russia and the U.S. and Europe. However, we're really worried about this. There are repeated statements being made in different international Arctic research settings, whether at the International Congress of Arctic Social Sciences or yesterday at the U.S. Arctic Research Commission, that the research collaborations need to continue regardless of the political strife that's going on. And we really need to keep those relationships strong and continuous.
Dr. Diane Hirschberg is a professor of education policy. There will be a free public event to discuss the Sustainable Arctic Development findings on Friday evening at 7 p.m. at UAA's Consortium Library.